Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Well, cash cattle trading higher last week was not enough to overcome the concerns of traders over the impact of the meltdown of the stock market last week on concerns of the potential of a recession and the impact that could have on demand. Box beef's been struggling and trending lower, and the activity of the week in the financial sector did not make traders feel very warm and fuzzy. Cash traded a dollar higher in both the north and the south, which should keep feedlots asking for more this week. Boxed beef mixed on Friday with choice up 23 cents. Select down $2.80. Hogs could not catch a break on Friday, suffering a third day of substantial losses. December through May contracts left a gap on the open as traders were quick to sell the market. The same financial concern that hit cattle was prevalent in hogs, as the impact of a recession on demand is uncertain. Cash fell $7.69 on the National Direct afternoon report. Packers did not need to be aggressive to finish out the weekend. It certainly showed. Moving to the grains, Kansas City wheat December was down 7 cents early today, a second day lower after reaching a new two-month high Thursday and achieving a 15.25 cent gain last week. This is pretty impressive when you consider the U.S. dollar index surged to its highest prices in 20 years last week and is trading up another half point early today. Probably has no serious competition again this week. December corn's down 5 cents early today, still under pressure from Friday's selling, but is holding above the 100-day average at $6.66. That's a modest show of support. All three gains are currently in an awkward situation where supplies are expected to be tighter in the 22 and 23 marketing years, but prices are under pressure from outside market concerns in the aftermath of last Wednesday's rate hike by the Fed, followed by similar rate hikes from several banks in Europe and Asia. November soybeans trading down 5 cents early today, still pressured by last week's selling, outside market concerns, and early harvest pressure. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close Friday, October live cattle down 60 cents, 144.25. December down 80, 148.55. October feeder cattle down up 37 cents, 178.35. November up 20, 178.25. October hogs down $1.50, 92.62. Kansas City wheat, December down 29 cents, 950.5. March down 28.25, 947.25. Chicago wheat, December down 30.25, 880.5. March was down 28.25, 893.75. December corn down 11.5, 676.75. March down 11.5, 681.75. November soybeans down 31.25 at 14.25.75. January soy down 31.5 cents. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.